If God's will is about sanctification, gratitude, prayer, and sharing Christ, what would change if people move beyond rituals and let these truths transform their actual work, speech, and relationships? Is the knowledge of God's will staying in the mind, or is it being worked out in actions that set people apart for Christ and for public gospel witness? Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington, FPIW.org or FPIWAction.org. If you are new with us, I just want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, comment, or place in your huddle. It really does help us get the word out on these daily devotions. And what is our goal? Our goal is that we change our hearts and that in turn changes the public square. We are in a series called Circumcision of the Heart. And so to give you context, it really helps to read the entire chapter of Romans chapter 2, but we're going to dive in verse 17. It says, "But if you bear the name Jew and rely upon the law and boast in God and know his will." This is what's so incredible about what Paul is writing here. Jews know the will of God and approve the things that are essential, being instructed out of the law. In other words, the Jewish people know what the will of God is, just like the Christian people know what the will of God is. The Christ followers know what the will of God is. And so we're going to talk about the will of God today. And how does this apply to having a circumcised heart? We're going to see that what Paul is writing here is that you can have a lot of head knowledge, but if your heart isn't transformed from the inside out, that head knowledge is worth absolutely nothing. And so we need to have changed hearts, and that in turn changes everything that we do in our interactions in life. So you may be saying, what is the will of God? Did you know that the scripture tells us very clearly what the will of God is? Now, again, I'm going to share the scripture with you, but the key is not that we just get head knowledge when we memorize some scripture and we get it out there. The key is that this scripture that we're looking at will change how we live our lives. It will cut away the flesh of our heart and change the way that we interact with others, how we treat ourselves, that kind of thing. So it says, "For this is the will of God." Isn't that powerful how God says right here, "This is the will of God." It's your sanctification. Now, you may be thinking, what does the word sanctification mean? It literally means to be set apart. Set apart for what? Well, if you're set apart for the family of God, if you're set apart from the world, you're different from the world. In other words, you're set apart from the things of this world to do the things that God wants you to do in his family. That is, that you abstain from sexual immorality. Your sexuality is set apart. We as Christians, as Christ followers, we need to be different in our sexuality. And God very clearly defines that his desire and his obligation and his commandments are that we have sex with one person. That person we are to be married in a covenant relationship needs to be of the opposite sex or gender, and it needs to be for life. It's very clear. And so he says, this is God's will for you, the sanctification, that you abstain from sexual immorality, that each one of you to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor. He says, your sanctification, your being set apart, that you possess this vessel, this body of yours in a way that's honorable to the Lord. And we have to think about each and every moment in the public square. Are we being honorable to God? Are we bringing glory to God? Or are we bringing glory to ourselves and dishonoring ourselves? Sometimes this can be with our mouth, right? I mean, if you're like me, it can really be at times where your mouth gets away from you, or where you somehow, you know, try to force a situation or make it happen. And God wants you to hear today that he wants you to possess your mouth, your actions, your body in a way that's honorable to him. Not in lustful passions like the Gentiles who do not know God, and that no man transgress and defraud his brother in in the matter, because the Lord is the avenger in all these things. So he says, hey, I don't want you to live in such a way like the world, as Gentiles live. Now, some of us are Christians who, you know, I mean, are Gentiles who became Christians. And so we have been born again. We've been bought with the price of the blood of Jesus Christ. And God is instructing us, like, hey, don't live in your fleshly nature. Don't live according to the things of this world, but really set yourself apart. Have your heart be transformed by the word of God, by the Spirit of God, that God is an avenger in all these things, just as we also told you before and solemnly warned you. So I guess the first thing you want to think about is when you go into your workplace today is, are you going to be honorable? Are you going to be set apart? Are you going to be different than how maybe your coworkers are interacting, how the other people in your industry are acting, that you are a man or a woman of God, that you are there to just bring the joy of the Lord wherever you go. Look at this. And it also says in Thessalonians, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus, to give thanks and to pray to God. Have you ever thought about prayer is much more than just a very formal process of communication with God? Prayer is a constant conversation with God. You know, so doing whatever you do today, are you going to talk to him about it? He is your best friend. He's there to talk to you about it. And when you stumble and fall and you make mistakes and you're not sure what to do, God is there to help you with those things. So thinking through, what does God want you to do today? What is his will for you? One of his will desires is that you talk to him. You acknowledge him in the challenges that you go through life, that you thank him, giving everything, give thanks, for this is God's will. Being a thankful person can transform you from the inside out to really help you know the will of God. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who beholds the Son and believes in him will have eternal life, and I myself will raise him up on that last day. Do you recognize that God's will for our life is to behold the Son? In other words, to look upon, to confess Jesus as Lord, to gaze upon the beauty of God and believe in him. Do you believe that Jesus Christ is going with you, around you, surrounding you today as you go into that public square? Believes in him and has eternal life, and I myself will raise him up on that last day. That is our blessed hope, to be resurrected with Jesus Christ on that last day. Man, I just can't wait till that day comes. So what is our public square application today? God's will for your heart today is that what you know will circumcise or change your heart. In other words, the stuff that you got stored up here wouldn't just stay up here. It would flow down into your heart and it would actually change you. And that is what God's will is for you, is to be set apart for him today. God's will is for your heart today is that you possess your vessel in sanctification and honor. In other words, you live a godly life today, that you live in honor and glory for God. You know, you're gonna come across a number of trials today. You're gonna find areas that are just difficult to walk in today. And God is like, I love you, I'm with you, and that you can bring honor and glory. And I know you may have already made a mistake today. You may have already stumbled. Turn to him and say, God, you are so, so good. As you walk into that workplace today, begin to figure out how you may glorify him and have a constant conversation with him today. And finally, God's will is that you pray and talk to him and that you bring him into every aspect. If you're working on a spreadsheet, talk to God about it. If you're making a sell to someone and you are a salesman or something, then make sure that you're talking to God about it, that you are honorable today in word and in deed. Whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God, and that you would know that his will is that you have eternal life. Not only that you have it, but maybe you would share the gospel message, the death, burial, resurrection, and appearance of Jesus Christ with someone else today, and they would have eternal life. That is God's will, is that none should perish, but all should come to repentance. If you're an elected official today, I want to encourage you, turn to the living God. Allow him to move upon your heart, upon your mind. Allow this circumcision of heart, this transformation of heart to take place inside of you today. So let's close in a word of prayer, and then we'll get off to doing what we need to do today. All right? Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this day. And God, we do ask that the knowledge that we have in our minds, in our memory, will be implanted into our heart, that it will give us divine interactions with people, that we would be able to just glorify you and give honor to you, that we would allow our vessels, our earthly vessels, our bodies, our mouths, our ears, our eyes, our hands, our heads to glorify you today, God. Set us apart today, God. Let us be different than the things of this world. Transform us from the inside out today. God, I pray for someone who may need courage today to be bold and share Jesus, that you'd give them that boldness. I pray for someone who is a little bit down today or disheartened. I pray that you would allow them to walk in the newness of life. God, go before us in all things, God. We love you so, so very much. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So I hope you have a great day. And again, just really appreciate you growing in the things of God today. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that Champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.